Easter blessings. I speak to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the greatest storytellers I ever had the privilege of sitting and listening to was Canon David Hartree. At clergy conference, a mysterious event that occurs once a year when all of the clergy of the diocese disappear to a faraway plan, and people really do wonder what happens in that place and in that experience. And one of the most extraordinary memories I have is year after year, dozens of clergy gathering together to listen to Canon David Hartree's stories. You couldn't help but laugh endlessly as he went on and on for hours. Nobody moved. They were spellbound by the stories. Dr. Stephen Ferris says that one of the great gifts that the church has is the ability to tell our story, the scripture story, and especially the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That extraordinary ability we have to tell the story. The question of Easter is, do you believe the story? Does it resonate with you? Is it just an intriguing story? Or does it feel real at a level that is so deep that it runs in your blood? It is an incredible story, as we all know. And it begins with one of the most courageous, strong, independent, talented, gifted women known in history. Mary, early in the morning, in a very dangerous community, in what would be of that time a lethal walk early in the morning. But she's not walking, she's running. And she can't wait to be in the presence of Jesus. It's been a horrible few days. Grief beyond her imagination. She has been paralyzed in her state of being so distraught. And yet she decides to fulfill an ancient custom of providing an ointment, perfumes, if you will, that surround the body of the deceased. And she makes her way to the tomb, and she's shocked to discover that the stone has been pushed away. And there she is, by herself, in the midst of the darkness, as she looks in, and the story goes on. We hear about angels who have conversations with her, and her running back to the disciples to tell them that the tomb is empty. And two of them run and try to get there. There are humorous moments in the story. One of the disciples is a lot younger than the other one. One gets there first and is out of breath. The other one leaps ahead. Both of them see the same thing but aren't sure of what they see. The tomb is empty. An encounter with angels. I once knew a clergy that came to the conclusion that there were no angels, or angels were dead. And I often wonder if he said, angels are dead, and later the angels said, actually, he's dead, and we're still here. The questions about this story are so extraordinary that people are often so anxious about where they tell it and who they tell it to. But it is the greatest story ever told. Do you remember the moment that Mary goes looking for the body of Jesus and she encounters the Lord? She thinks she sees a gardener, and then he calls her name and everything changes for her. I want you to think today about the very centerpiece of this moment. Jesus calls her name. He calls your name this morning. Fill in the blank. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather that the world might be saved through him. For God so loved you. You. Easter is about the salvation of a culture, salvation of a world, but most importantly, about a personal message of salvation for every single one of us. It's that time of year where people continue to exchange gifts. In very human terms, it's a bizarre kind of time of year because we exchange gifts like chocolate, which are good for some and not for others. Why do we do the exchange of gifts? It's a reminder that Christ was the gift to this world and has given us new life by his life, death, and resurrection. So the question becomes, do you believe the story? You see, it's not about the tellers of the story, but of the story itself. And does it resonate so deep within you that it changes who you are and what you believe? And this morning, can you hear him call your name? In love. Amen.